This is Bob Sugarman.
And Sally Sugarman.
Welcome back to Theater Talk.
The Williamstown Theater Festival is presenting a stunning world premiere, Selling Caboo, through July 20th on the Nico stage. The play depicts the plight of a family of wonderfully drawn, unique Afghan characters that face terrible consequences because one of them had worked as a translator for the departing American Army. It's set in 2013.
In 2013, when the Americans are starting to draw down their forces. The play is, will move to New York for a run next March at Playwrights Horizons.
One of the things that I realized as we were watching this wonderful play, or as I thought about it after we left, is that it has a very short run. And then I realized that they, in 8 weeks, Williamstown Theater is doing 7 productions, 3 on the main stage and 4 on the Nico stage. And one of the things that I think is quite remarkable is that the 4 productions on the Nico stages are all world premieres.
Well, one is, it's a world premiere of a new adaptation of Henrik Ibsen's Ghost.
Well, no, that the 4 on the Nikos are all...
Oh, that's on the main stage?
And the Ghost is on the main stage. Oh. And the grand design is an adaptation. So all 4 of the Nikos stage and 1 of the main stage are new productions.
And you've got to you may not realize how remarkable this is. The number of, as a playwright, the number of times producers have told me, well, doing new plays is a loss. Nobody knows the name. They won't come. And Mandy Greenfield, who is the artistic director at Williamstown, has built an audience for new plays, and they come. The audience was the theater was filled on a weeknight when we were there to see this play.
And unfortunately, it's closing very soon. But one of the reasons why we would urge everybody is if you can't make it to see this play and you're missing something very special, if you can't, but if you can't, look at the other programs. The plays don't run for that long a period of time, which is why I was saying what they do in 8 weeks is quite remarkable. The quality of the productions that we've seen there is outstanding.
And the thing that Sally and I have spoken about often is you can enter a theater and see a play and find yourself entering a new world or wondering a part of our world that you've never known before. And here it's a group of Afghans, and I don't know any Afghans, and I certainly have no experience in Kabul. But by the end of the evening, you know these people as complex human people stuck in a terrible situation of which this country is largely responsible.
Well, the playwright said that she likes to have us see good people in terrible situations. And that's what we saw, these people that you care about so much. And they're very complex, and they're very loving, but they've also got lots of guilt because they feel that they haven't done all that they could. And it's a 90-minute play without an intermission. And again, the author has said that she feels that you can't break the tension that's in that play. And you feel it. You are with these people every minute of the time. And I want to just make a comment about the remarkable cast.
It's a cast of 4.
It's a cast of 4. They're young, and they are incredible.
And this play was developed at Williamstown. Last summer they had workshops and a reading of it. With most of the same cast, I think.
Yes, and it's two of the people who were in the main roles were in the reading, I believe.
And it's interesting about the playwright herself. She is she got an MFA in playwriting, but she also is in the 4th year of her medical school training, and she has the compassion of a good doctor as she views these people And you share that compassion as you get to know them. You absolutely, your heart breaks for them because they're in a terrible situation.
And they're good people. And she said, good people in terrible situations. And you really feel for them. And you are so engaged in this world. And I think seeing plays that you've never seen before, as you said, we enter into these worlds that are completely new to us. I mean, we may have some intellectual understanding or some, but when you're sharing the space with them and you're sharing their emotions, it makes something like the Afghan war
and I think,
very different for you
and
as
I don't
a
think it's inappropriate to mention at a time when the other is being vilified in our current political life to be reminded that the others are as rich and humane and as interesting and as worthy of concern as we are. And that's what this play does.
Yes. And so if you can't make this play, really look at what the other productions are there, because the quality of the writing, the quality of the productions, the quality of the acting is outstanding. And part of the reason why Mandy Greenfield can get an audience, because it's done so well. These are really worth doing. And it is remarkable the number of these plays that we've seen, not just this year, but in the past, that end up going to Broadway. That in a sense, she is helping develop, as many regional theaters are now,
in a way that Broadway can't afford to do,
to develop new plays and new playwrights.
And I've got to say, I had the happy experience while I was looking for Sally, whom I lost briefly after the production last night, because she was on one side of the lobby and I was on the other. I encountered the whole cast coming out, and I had a chance to tell them how much I enjoyed their performance. And whenever you see an actor who's given a good performance, let them know, because they seem so to appreciate actually hearing from an audience member.
Well, one of the things that was very clear when they came out for their bows, the audience was up on their feet. I mean, they got a standing ovation instantly. Everybody was up because we had all experienced this situation that they were in, and we felt all of their hope and their desperation and their anxiety.
Let's just say something about the setting. It's set in an apartment in Kabul where there are no chairs. People sit in cushions on the floor. The design has vaguely Arabic look to it. And you know you're in a foreign place as soon as the show starts. And then as it starts and you get to know the people, you realize you're not in a foreign place at all.
No, you're in a human place, and as I say, I think that you cannot break the flow of this particular event.
And Mandy Greenfield, who has launched this thing, and I think more and more theaters are following her example in the area and doing more and more new plays, and she is to be lauded for her bravery in doing this. So, the run of Selling Kabul is short. The play closes July 20th. Judging by the large audience at the weekday performance we attended, the play is almost selling out. For tickets and further information about Selling Kabul and the rest of the exciting Williamstown season, visit WTFestival.org or call 413-458-3253 for more information.